This is Dr. Olivero dictating for February the 15th, 2024. And the first patient is Brian Otero. The last name is O-T-E-R-O. Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 32-year-old type 1 diabetic that has been on hemodialysis and a renal replacement therapy for more than 8 years. The patient has a history of severe hypertension and has been taking multiple medications, including the administration of Rosartan 50 BID, clonidine 0.1 mg TID, hydralazine 50 mg POTID, Carapress, excuse me, carvedilol 25 mg POBID, nifedipine 30 mg POBID, isosorbide 30 mg every day, and still the patient has a diastolic that today was 109, and the systolic 190, taken with a manual cuff in the right arm. The left arm has the vascular access. Period. The patient skipped a dialysis last week, one time, and we have been unable to bring him back to the original body weight of 76 kilos. This patient is very sensitive to volume. I am going to bring the volume down, the patient to 76 kilos. I'm going to stop the administration of hydralazine. I am going to start the administration of Loniten or minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams POEID that was found to the pharmacy. I am going to be in communication with the patient and monitor him at the dialysis center in order to get the blood pressure under control. I am not going to order a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis yet, and I am not going to make a collection of renin, aldosterone, metanephrines at this point. I think that it's just end-stage renal disease with volume overload and poor compliance with the medication. Number two, the patient has hyperphosphatemia, poor compliance with the administration of Velphoro. We discuss with the family and the wife and the necessity to bring the phosphorus down. Unfortunately, the patient was denied at the transplant center in Tampa because of the calcifications of the iliac veins. A transplant is not going to be possible. We are going to emphasize the need to control the phosphorus in order to see if we are going to get some improvement of the condition, even when we consider that it's late. Following number, type 1 diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, anemia related to CKD that is treated with the administration of iron and ESA. Hyperlipidemia that is under control. Gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs and sleep apnea and CPAP. We invested 15 minutes in reviewing the lab, the medications, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.